It's time for another edition of Taco Tuesday. That is where we talk about nutrition and your health. And we have Amber Boyens, registered dietitian, with us once again. And Amber, welcome to the airwaves for the second time.
Thanks for having me again.
Good to have you back on.
Yeah, good to be here.
Another great topic today. We're going to talk about how to keep your diet change simple.
Yes.
That sounds like a big task. But tell us about it.
It is a big task. You know, we tend to really overcomplicate healthy eating. It doesn't need to be this big event that we plan for and mentally prepare for and all of that. We can really do a lot very simply. So people, in my experience, have a tendency to do a couple different things, either completely avoid change altogether because it feels overwhelming and it feels like a lot, so they just keep going with what's comfortable, or they feel very motivated and they jump in with a week's worth of new recipes every night and this huge grocery list of things they don't typically shop with because they found some stuff on Pinterest that looked fun. And not that I'm discouraging finding some new recipes to mix things up a little bit, but starting with maybe one or two new recipes in a week versus a whole night's worth. So I always encourage people to make small changes. Take a typical meal that you might have, look at it, and the question that I encourage people to ask themselves is to say, what is this meal or what is this snack doing to nourish me? So that nourishment is really kind of the focal point of what I like people to pay attention to. So oftentimes people will ask me then, well, what does it mean? What does it mean to nourish, or what am I looking for on my plate? So you're looking for three things, in my opinion. You can ask 30 dietitians, and they'll probably give you 30 different definitions of what nourish means.
Okay,
but
well, let's have yours.
Here's mine. Right. Yes. I won't go through all 30 of those today. So three things. You're looking for a protein source. You have a good source of protein on your plate, and that could be meat. It could be eggs, cheese, beans, nuts, seeds. It kind of depends on what you like. I think that's when we talk about nourishing, liking what you're eating is pretty important too. So you want a good source of protein. You want some colorful fiber. So pop quiz, what does colorful fiber mean? Any thoughts?
Nope, not a single thought.
Well, that's what most people say. They say, well, what do you mean by color and fiber? So color and fiber is really simple. It's fruits and vegetables. We want to have more vegetables than fruits in any given day.
I should have guessed because I was thinking vegetables.
You should have said it. You would have been right.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Veggies. If you can do veggies at every single meal, that's ideal. So fruits, we want to limit a little bit more. Every day is still great, but veggies, those are the go-to. And then the last one is healthy fat. So people tend to be a little shy around fat sometimes because we had decades of being encouraged to eat everything low fat. But healthy fats are really, really important for so many reasons. And that's things like olives, avocados, oils, nuts, seeds. Coconut is a great one. So any way we can add in a little bit of healthy fat to our meal can be beneficial too. And fat does a lot for us. It helps regulate our blood sugar. So that's pretty important, not just for people with diabetes, but for all of us. It helps us stay full. Fat takes longer for our body to break it down. So we stay full longer, can help cut back on those mid-afternoon or mid-morning cravings. And it's enjoyable. It adds a lot of flavor to food. So that's a pretty big thing too.
Okay. And just don't overdo it. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly it. So if you've got all three of those things on your plate, you've got a good serving of healthy fat, a good serving of protein, good serving of colorful fiber, you're doing good. And look at the meals or snacks you're already eating and say, what can I do to change this? Even if it's something that's maybe I don't like to label foods as good versus bad. We can talk about that another time, but I like to talk about them as nourishing versus less nourishing. So even if you're choosing a less nourishing food like ice cream, look at it and say, well, maybe I can just do a smaller serving of ice cream and add some nuts to it. Put some walnuts or pecans or even peanuts on it. Or add some berries. If you have frozen berries or fresh berries or bananas, add something like that to it to add something a little bit more nourishing. Same thing with chips. Add a chunky salsa or guacamole or a hummus, something that's got whole food that's going to sustain you a little bit longer and that's going to add some nourishment to your meal.
Now, you're saying that you can do this with just food right out of the shelves of the grocery store. You don't have to spend a lot of money on some diet that you've seen on TV to accomplish this?
Glad you said that. Absolutely. We don't need to purchase expensive products. We don't need to join programs that have a lot of complex rules. In fact, the small changes that you make to your current routine are going to be far more sustainable if we just add them on top of each other. So my clients and patients that I work with that are most successful are the ones that really commit to small changes and just compound on them as they're feeling ready to take the next step. And sometimes I think it's important to note too that we just don't choose things that are that nourishing for our body for a number of reasons. But then ask yourself, what is this food experience doing to nourish another area of my life? What is this food experience doing to nourish a relationship? Are you getting together with somebody you haven't seen for a while? We had a lot of nourishing experiences this weekend with food, with family, as I hope everybody did. So be thinking about if you're choosing those new gingerbread Oreos that they're selling now, or if you're choosing ice cream or bread pudding or something like that, are you doing it in a way that's nourishing a relationship, a tradition, a memory? Are you making cookies with grandkids or with your own kids? And that's a good time to choose those less nourishing foods if you're nourishing another part of your life. But if it's a Tuesday evening and you're watching TV, that's maybe not the right time to pull out that sleeve of Oreos or make that batch of cookies. Try to save those types of things, those less nourishing foods, for those food experiences that are doing something else for another area of your life, which is also important for that whole health that we always talk about.
Now, if you're like me, you walk into the grocery store and you're just kind of overwhelmed by the whole experience in the first place.
Yes.
And I think, well, gee, I should buy some healthy foods here, but I don't know where to start. What advice would you give me?
That's a great question. And, you know, a good rule of thumb is often if it's on the perimeter of the store, if it's on the outside and not in the aisles, it's a good choice. And there is some truth to that. That's where all of our vegetables are. That's where a lot of our good quality meats or dairy foods are.
Never thought about that before.
So staying on the perimeter, but there's some good stuff on the inside. The oatmeal, the nuts, the seeds, those are going to be in the aisles. But I encourage people, just add one kind of more nourishing food each time you go. So maybe look for a new vegetable that you haven't had for a while that you think you might like, or that you're willing to try a new way of cooking. Try a new nut. If you're thinking about, you know, what to try, anything that's a whole food, if you can look at it and identify it, you're making a good choice.
About organic versus non-organic, do you have any thoughts on that?
What a great question, and I'll tread lightly here because I know we've got a lot of
about that. My whole
yeah,
show there,
we could do a whole show about that. And I tell people, you know, I'd rather just a base answer, and then I think that's a really great topic for us to cover because we can probably fill far more than this show. I'm just talking about organic versus non-organic. I'd rather you get enough fruits and vegetables and good, you know, protein sources and healthy fats, then avoid those foods because you can't find them organically. Now, there are certainly pros to organic, but the pro is not a difference in nutrition. So when we think about the nutrient content of organic vegetables versus non-organic vegetables, no difference in nutrition. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. There are other things that can factor into our body, and that'll depend a little bit from person to person as far as the best choice. But just know, nutrient content from fruits and vegetables, that piece of it is going to be the same whether you buy it organically or conventionally grown.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, we're getting close to the end of the program here, Amber, but if anybody has any questions on anything we've talked about here today, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can go online to officialsynapse.com. That's official, the word official, then synapse, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E. .com. There's a little button at the top of that page for a free discovery call. You can give us a call and talk to whoever from the clinic gives you a call. It might be me, might be Dr. Natalie or one of our other doctors. And you can learn a little bit more about the clinic, whether or not it's a good fit for you, and set up some time to chat with me if you're interested.
Right. And of course, the clinic is located down in the metro area, but you live in Madison.
I live here in Madison. So anybody local, I'm happy to see in person. But I see a lot of people remotely, too. So even if you live local and just want to do phone calls, I can do that as well.
Very good. Well, Amber, another great Taco Tuesday today. And we look forward to chatting again with you next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Amber Boyens with us here on the program this afternoon here on Q92.